Welcome back to another episode of Call Her Creator, where we help people make money doing what they love to do. I'm living proof that it is totally attainable to build a full-time career on social media, make the big bucks, and be happy while you're doing it. So today I'm going to be diving into Instagram SEO and how you can get discovered on the app. That is obviously how I started my whole business because people found my profile. I started getting some traction there. They started watching my videos. They started believing in me. They started seeing me as an industry expert. They bought from me. So it all starts with you getting found. Now, there is an estimated 1.4 billion people using the Instagram app. So how can you stand out from everyone else, right? Not only that, but how can you actually attract the right people to like your page so that you can get the right audience that's going to buy from you? So we're going to go over five SEO tips that will help you get discovered on the app. And then I'm going to give you guys some bonus tips for maximum reach because you know that's what I like to do. So sit back, relax, and get ready to learn from Social Marketing Queen. This is Call Her Creator, powered by Stan. All right, so let's start this episode off with an Instagram update. This one is still in the testing phase. I don't know if it will come to fruition or not, but it's called Spins, okay? So Instagram is experimenting with a new Spins option for your reels. So similar to remixing a reel, Spin basically lets you spin the reel, but then you could change the audio and the text overlay. So again, it's very similar to remixing a reel. I love to remix reels on my page. If I'm scrolling through the search engine on Instagram and I see something funny or I see something that I could put my own spin on, I'll hit remix, I'll change up the text, but the audio is locked in, the length of the video is locked in. So it sounds like spinning a reel would allow a little bit more editing options. It's going to be similar to Reels templates as well. If there's like a template that's going off and it's trending, you know, you can use people's Reels templates. All you'll have to do there is if you're watching a reel, it will say use template if you're allowed to use it. So the cool thing with spins though is for every spin added, your original video gets in front of that person's audience. So right now, if I remix a reel, I don't believe that my views help their views. I could be wrong there, so let me check and make sure. Let me confirm that information for you. But it sounds like if you spin a reel, if someone were to spin your reel and post it on their profile, your original video will still get their eyes as well. Now, I'm going to report back to you guys on this. There's not a whole bunch of information out there, but I found this on social media today. Again, it's in the early testing phase, so we'll find out soon if this is going to happen or not. So stay tuned on this one, but I think it could be a fun way for us to hop on trends and not just see the same trends every single time. This one's you make your own little spin. I think that's where they get the spin from. You put your own spin on someone else's reel. But again, you can change up the audio. So we're not listening to the same trending audio every single time. People are changing it up. So this could be a cool update. You know, I love to share the love for the people that love on me and my podcast. So today's testimonial comes from Sierra, and I loved it. So the headline says so much value. This podcast is chock full of incredible insights from Caitlin. She breaks down social media into something that I can easily implement and makes it feel doable instead of scary. Thank you, Sierra. That's my goal here is to make social media fun for you guys, not make it so scary. A lot of people don't start because they're too scared. They get paralysis of opening up the app and actually posting. They're just scared to put themselves out there, scared they're going to mess up, scared they're going to fail, scared people are going to judge them. So I'm glad that I am breaking down social media and making it a little bit easier for you guys. If there's any advice I can give to someone that is looking to utilize social media as a way for income, it's to just start. Just start doing it. Whatever comes to the top of your mind, whatever you're passionate about, record a video about it, post it, and just start getting consistent with it and keep posting. And if people love what you've got to share, eventually you're going to get in front of the right eyes. So don't give up, just start. All right, so let's get into today's episode. I'm excited for this one because it's getting back to the basics here of how to get discovered on Instagram using SEO. Now, SEO, I get a lot of questions about this in my DMs. Is it worth it on Instagram? Does it actually work? What is Instagram SEO? So I'm going to start by kind of going through what SEO actually is and then how you guys can use it to maximize your impact on Instagram. From mastering hashtags to optimizing your alt text, I'm going to guide you through the process of making your content more discoverable, attracting new followers, and driving engagement so you can blow up and make money on Instagram. So let's start by talking about what even is SEO. Fun fact, SEO was coined in 1997. How old were you then? I was 7 years old in 1997. So back when I was 7 years old, someone came up with SEO. What I read online was that someone had, I guess Google wasn't even out in 1997. It was just websites. But there was a person or two, I think it was two people, two males, I believe. I didn't write their name in my notes and I'm sorry about that. But they were the ones to discover that search engine optimization was a thing, that they could do simple things with their website that would help them get more views on their webpage. So SEO, like I said, it stands for search engine optimization. Now, when I get someone that's never even heard of that term, I like to kind of dumb it down for them with this simple little analogy. So imagine you have a favorite book, okay? But it's hidden in this huge library of other books. Let's say you read this book, you loved it, you put it back on the shelf, but you want your friends to be able to find this book. So what you do is you write some keywords about the book, some phrases that describe what the book is about, and you just stick them on the library shelf right there by the book. Now, when your friend goes to that library and they go looking for books on those specific topics that you wrote, they're going to see your keywords, they're going to find your phrases, and they're going to find your book way more easily. Just like library books, there's the digital world. In the digital world, websites are like the books in the library, you know. SEO is just like those keywords you stuck on the library shelf. When you use SEO on a website, you're making it easier for search engines like Google, Bing, Instagram, and Facebook, social media networks. You're making it easier for them to find your content, understand what it's about, and serve it to people that are looking for that information. So SEO is a big deal. It's always been a big deal. I wrote my first blog back in 2012, probably aging myself here. I was in college. I started a blog. I majored in journalism, so I wanted to get myself out there as soon as possible. So I knew back then that SEO was a big deal. I knew when I created my blog that I had to use, you know, titles that had keywords. I had to sprinkle those keywords in my blog. And SEO for social media, it's just like that. You're gonna take your time creating your content, your captions, your alt text, putting in those keywords. And I'll get into this in just a minute, but I just want you guys to understand that SEO is important for anything on the digital world at this point. It's how the algorithms understand what you're posting about so that they can serve it to the right people. So when it comes to Instagram SEO, your goal is to optimize and tailor your content so that it appears in as many places as possible, from search results to the explore page. It's an essential tactic for improving your discoverability. The more people who discover your content, the greater chance you have at growing your following and building an engaged Instagram community. So there's three key factors when it comes to SEO, which I'm gonna go over, and then we'll talk about five tips that you can implement in your own social media strategy, specifically for Instagram in this episode, but really you could use this for whatever social media network you're on. Obviously, it's gonna be a little different depending on what social media network we're talking about. So for this episode, for these specific examples, I am talking about Instagram. So how does SEO work? What are the three key factors? Optimizing your Instagram post for SEO is just one part of the Instagram algorithm. They process every single piece of content that is posted on the app. So they have to understand, you know, what your post is about so that they can feed it to the right people. So Instagram says, in addition to the text you type into search, we use information from accounts, hashtags, and places called signals to rank your search results. So imagine you are searching on Instagram. This is what they're telling you. This is how they serve you content. They look at other accounts, they look at hashtags, they look at places. Those all signal information to them so that they can give you the right information when you are searching for it. So there's three things that Instagram looks at to serve you the right content when you're searching for it. The first is the text. The text you type into the search bar is highly important. Instagram tries to match, you know, whatever you're typing with relevant keywords, they're going to try to match your search results based on those keywords that you typed in, whether they show you an account with those keywords, they show you hashtags with those keywords, location-based, you know, hashtags or tags. That's how they're going to serve that up to you, is based on the text that you put in the search engine. The next factor is user activity. So if Instagram thinks that someone will be more interested in one post over another, it's going to prioritize that post for you in the search results over the other one. It bases that off of your previous activity on the app. So if you're viewing a bunch of fitness content and then you go to search, you know, something around fitness, it's going to take, like, that's its context. Think about ChatGPT, how ChatGPT kind of needs context when you're asking it a question. Instagram takes your habits on the app as its context to serve you information. And then the third factor is information about the search result. So if there's a search term that's getting a lot of traction, a lot of attention, maybe there's something people keep, you know, I just posted a reel the other day about the Montana Boys. So say you're searching the Montana Boys. I hate using them as an example because I love you guys for putting yourself out there, but some of the videos are just cringy because it's these males like lip syncing to these country songs. But do you, boo boo? But basically, like, it becomes a popularity contest on Instagram. So if you're searching for a specific keyword, the posts that have the most traction and engagement are what's going to pop up for you first. So again, it's a popularity contest. Google's similar, okay? When you're searching for a website on Google, of course it's gonna take into context the keyword you're typing in, and it's gonna, you know, show you results with blogs or websites that use those keywords, but it's also going to rank them according to popularity. So just to summarize this, before we get into our tips, when we talk about making your Instagram page more visible to others, which is what SEO is all about, the key is to help Instagram understand what your posts are about. What is your profile about? So that Instagram is more likely to show your stuff to people that are actually interested in it. That is key here, guys. You want to show your content to people that are interested in that content because that's what's going to get you engagement. In turn, you know, the popularity contest I was talking about, that's going to make your post popular. So let's get into the main event here. I'm going to teach you 5 Instagram SEO tactics to reach more people. Okay, SEO tactic number 1 is to write descriptive captions with keywords. You used to only be able to search Instagram using hashtags, but now when you type something in that search bar, Instagram's going to provide you results based off of hashtags, popular posts that use those keywords, accounts that use those keywords, audio that has those keywords, location. So what does this mean for you? This means that it's important to write descriptive captions. Back in the day, it was like kind of trendy to just write a one-liner, like a punny one-liner. But if you are really strategizing your Instagram and you want to get discovered, you've got to really be thoughtful about your captions. The keywords that you put in your captions seriously impact your content's discoverability. Now, keep in mind, when people search on Instagram, keywords in the caption definitely play a significant role in what Instagram serves you, but your username and your page name are also very important. So Instagram's going to look at your username and page name and rank your content based off of that as well. So use keywords in your captions, but also use them in your username, your bio, your page name. For example, my username is Social Marketing Queen. That was on purpose because I wanted people to type in social media marketing or social marketing and my account to pop up. I think at the time Social Media Queen was taken. To be honest with you guys, I find my name very cringy at this point, Social Marketing Queen, but it's stuck. I've built a persona around it. And it helps with SEO because it has social in the word and marketing. But all of this takes me into SEO tactic number 2. You add keywords to your caption. Now you need to add keywords to your Instagram profile. Optimizing your bio is super important. It's how you'll get discovered on Instagram. I touched on this a little in episode number 1. If you haven't listened to that episode, please go back. It is kind of where I'll tell you how to even build your first 1,000 followers, but there's a lot of profile optimization tips in that episode. It is very good. I think it's our highest performing episode 2, which means that a lot of people are listening to it and liking it. So go check out episode number 1 if you have not yet. But if you go to my Instagram profile, Social Marketing Queen, we're just going to use that as an example. My username is Social Marketing Queen. My page name is Caitlin Rhodes/Social Media Agency. And then I use social media again in my bio. So I've got it in my username, my page name, my bio. Of course, Instagram's reading all of that. So when someone goes to search social media marketing, hopefully my page pops up because I am doing the best practices I can for SEO. Now, if you can't fit keywords into your username, don't worry about it too much. As long as you add those keywords to your page name, that's going to suffice. It's just as valuable. So your homework today, after this episode, I want you to go to your profile. I want you to assess your username first. If there's a way for you to add a keyword to that username, do it. For example, like fitness coach Jill, realtor Rhodes, mental health Kathy, or something like that. Your mental health coach. See where I'm going with that? I'm putting all those keywords in my username. If you cannot fit that into your username, or if you have a username that's just stuck with you, you don't want to change it like me, I would not change my username at this point, then go to the page name. Now, what you can do for that is you go to your profile, edit profile, and then when you scroll down, you'll see a section that says page name. And from there, you'll be able to type in your name and then the keywords there. If you need some inspiration, go ahead and search some profiles on Instagram that are similar to your own niche and see what they're putting there. One thing to keep in mind here is don't use industry jargon. Use simple search terms. What are your clients, your customers going to be searching for? What I mean by that is like some doctors will put like this big, like, I don't even know the acronyms, but they'll just put all kinds of acronyms up there. And I know that's really good for them. It shows they're the industry expert. They're the real deal. But add those to your bio instead of your name. In your name, go ahead and put in there like gut health doctor or whatever kind of doctor you are. And then you can put all of your credentials in your actual bio. Again, if you guys want more information on this, go back to episode number 1. I break this down very nitty gritty about optimizing your profile. SEO tactic number 3 is include relevant hashtags. There is a lot of buzz around hashtags. Do they work? Are they still a thing? How many should I use? So Instagram allows you to use up to 30 hashtags on your post. I don't use all 30 anymore because I am posting on the fly these days and I just can't ever come up with all 30. I'm usually in a hurry. Also, I feel like once your account's really big, like I don't know if hashtags are as important as they are when you're a smaller account, because again, smaller accounts using hashtags, that helps you get in front of more people. But as a bigger account, like, yes, I'm still going to rank for hashtags, but I think they're more important for smaller accounts versus bigger accounts, but they're still important for any account size. Okay. I'm probably confusing the crap out of you guys right now. Still use hashtags. Okay. Instagram allows up to 30. I usually can only think of 5 to 10. The thing with hashtags though, is that you have to have a public account. If you have a private account and you're using hashtags, you are wasting your time. People are not going to be able to see your profile when you use those hashtags because your account is on private. So make sure that you turn your account to creator or public business profile, make it public. Another thing to keep in mind here is don't try to trick the algorithm and stuff hashtags in there that don't even make sense to your post. That's not what it's about. Instagram uses those hashtags to understand what your content is about so it can send it to the right people. So if you're over there stuffing just really popular hashtags to try to get in front of Joe Schmo and go viral, like at the end of the day, that's not going to help you. It's not going to get you in front of people that really need your service or your product. So be mindful of the hashtags you use. I tell people to use hashtags that relate to your post and they relate to your industry or your niche. The way that we break it down in my social media agency at Influence Marketing Studio is we break down the hashtags as we use like 3 to 5 that are keywords, 3 to 5 that are industry specific, 3 to 5 that are location based, and then 3 to 5 that are specific to that post. For example, say I'm a baker and my post was about cookies. That's what I'm saying. Make it specific to the cookies and not just the bakery. But again, you have up to 30 to use. So try to use them all if you can, if you're a smaller account, especially. But if you're a bigger account, 5 to 10 will suffice. You're good. The whole goal with all of these SEO tips that I'm giving you is so that you get discovered by the right people. I'm not trying to help you go viral with these discoverability tips. I'm just helping you get in front of people that are going to help build your business. So SEO tactic number 4 is add alt text to your Instagram post. So Instagram alt text is a feature that allows you to write alternative text for a richer description of your photos. At the moment, I've read that Instagram automatically generates your alt text for your photos, but you can add them manually too. I really would like to go in and kind of deep dive if they are actually putting the alt text for me. I've never really looked into it. I don't really use this feature, to be honest with you, but I should. I want to start. But the way to put in alt text is to go to your post and then under advanced settings, that's where you're gonna see alt text. And from there, you can either see if Instagram's doing it for you, like I read, or you can put it in yourself. When you're putting in alt text, you could just put in a couple keywords or a phrase just to describe what the post is about. Alt text is also important for blogging, websites, stuff like that. I know this podcast is based off of social media, but I do want you guys to know that at the end of the day, all of these SEO tricks that I'm giving you work for websites, other social media channels. Tactic number 5 for SEO is to be consistent and frequent with your niche. The more you post about the same type of things, the more the algorithm starts to learn what your account is about so that it can serve it up to the people that make sense for your business. This is why content pillars are so very important. Again, I speak on content pillars in episode number 1 as well. When we work with new clients, we try to build out at least 3 to 5 content pillars, which are basically little cluster topics based around your main offering. So for example, say you're a new mom creator. Your pillars might be new mom tips, funny new mom memes, styling tips for new moms, newborn and infant education. You see how all of those relate to the big idea of new motherhood. Same goes with any kind of industry. What you need to do there is kind of write out what your main, you know, industry niche is, and then write down different topics that people would be interested in. Now, if you're having trouble with this, you can always go to ChatGPT and ask for him to give you a couple content pillars based off of your niche or your job title or your offer, or you can use answerthepublic.com. I love that website. That helps you see what popular searches are on Google based on your keyword that you input. So that is a really good website to use. So those are the 5 SEO tactics I have for you guys to start implementing with your Instagram posting. Use this for TikTok as well. I know some of the settings are going to be a little bit different for TikTok, but at the end of the day, everything needs, like if you're doing reels, you need to have a title on it. Use the text overlay tool. Use your caption to describe what your post is about. Use hashtags to give keywords that relate to your post. All of that goes in and gets read by the algorithm so that they can serve it to the right people and get you discovered on the app. If you liked this episode, guys, please download Call Her Creator wherever you listen to podcasts. This is how we measure the success of my podcast. I also would truly appreciate a 5-star review, whether you're on Spotify or Apple Podcast. I read all of my reviews. I will feature you on the podcast eventually. There's a lot of them. I'm actually racking some up right now, and I'm really proud of that. So eventually I'll get to yours, I promise, and I'll post for you guys to see. But I truly appreciate all of the kind words you are saying. You can always DM me over on Call Her Creator. Social Marketing Queen DMs get a little messy right now because that account obviously is bigger than Call Her Creator. So just know if you message me on Call Her Creator, I am going to see it. If you have a suggestion on an upcoming topic you want me to talk about, or maybe you have questions about this episode, hit me up over there. I would be glad to answer your questions. Thank you so much for listening today. Find me on Instagram @Social Marketing Queen or @Call Her Creator. Peace out, fam.